Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. Well, David, Wicked is here. And before we get into the many many traditional things that we talk about, music and, you know, movies and such, how do you feel about bees?
You ever been stung by a dead bee?
Well, you know what? I don't believe I ever have. But this is not a week to be talking about getting stung by bees, but to celebrate bees. Did you know that it is Bee Week in Asheville? I didn't know this myself until just a day or so ago, but starts today, runs through the 22nd, all kinds of events. Asheville Pizza and Brewing is going to have the Bee Movie for kids. That's the Jerry Seinfeld voiced thing from a few years ago. Tour of the Hop and Blueberry Farm on the 15th and 22nd up in Black Mountain, and then a Father's Day garden tour in Montford, and lots more going on. You can get the details at beecityusa.org/pollinator-week.
Now, in all seriousness, bees are threatened and they're critical to the American economy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most flowering plants depend on pollinators for successful reproduction. So, from bees to beer. And a couple of beer notes here to start off with. The new Burial Beer Company is going to open on Saturday down on the South Slope. You're going to want to get down there and try some of their beers at 40 Collier Avenue down at the, near Green Man Brewery down the bottom of the South Slope. And they'll open on Saturday. And they're only going to be open after this weekend on Fridays and Saturdays for a while. Also, tickets on sale Saturday for the Brewgrass Festival. That's September 21st. And get your credit cards ready to go. Brewgrassfestival.com, $50, limit of 4 tickets per charge plate, and they will sell out very quickly. And then finally, from bees to beer to barbecue, the Tryon Blue Ridge Barbecue and Music Festival is back today and tomorrow at Harmon Field in Tryon. Lots of great barbecue down there, of course. Lots of good music going on down there, too. They've got Big Daddy Love, and they're playing there. Donna the Buffalo is playing over there, so a lot of good Town Mountain, a lot of great music. So you might want to get on down and come hungry for some good barbecue, too.
Can we throw in another bee? How about David Byrne in town?
Well, David Byrne is playing Saturday night over at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, and that's going to be a great concert. I'm sure looking forward to that. Before we get to David Byrne, I ought to mention that there's a river music concert tonight down at the Riverlink Sculpture and Performance Plaza, 117 Riverside Drive in Asheville. And the David Mayfield Parade is playing down there. So you might want to come down and see some music. A great setting outdoors put on by Riverlink. And a lot of good times to be had down there. We just mentioned David Byrne playing on Saturday. Gordon Lightfoot on Sunday over at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. That building is getting a lot of use. And our good friend B.J. Lederman. You know B.J. Lederman. He wrote the theme music for a lot of the shows here on the network. And B.J. lives in Black Mountain, and he is playing on Friday and Saturday up at White Horse Black Mountain, 105 Montreat Road in Black Mountain. He is going to be joined by some guests up there. He'll be doing a lot of cover songs. B.J. is a great entertainer, and you really ought to get out and see him perform. So, finally, wrap it up with the things going on outdoors this weekend. Father's Day is on Sunday. And if you want to honor dear old dad, you can take him. Actually, you don't have to wait till Sunday. You can take him to the Father's Day Festival on Saturday at the Meadow at Highland, 12 Old Charlotte Highway. Go over there and hear some have some fun. There's a hamburger cook-off Saturday afternoon, of which I'm one of the judges. And you can chill out in a hammock and all kinds of fun things to do with Dad. And there'll be some entertainment for kids down there. 40 Fingers and a Missing Tooth and Farmer Jason and the Three Dudes and some other entertainers performing over there Saturday afternoon at the Meadow at Highland. If you're missing any of this, we put it all down for you in The Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine. In the Asheville Citizen Times, you can get it in boxes. You can get it in a paper this morning. You can get it online at AshevilleScene.com.
You're a tough judge, I've been told.
Well, when it comes to hamburgers, I may very well be. It's a grilling contest.
What do you like on your burger?
Well, I personally, I like a little mayonnaise. I like some lettuce, tomato, you know, pickle maybe.
What about some mustard, onion, ketchup?
Onion. I'm not much of a mustard and ketchup dude on my burgers, personally. Okay. Just maybe checking. Mustard a little bit, not so much ketchup.
All right, what about a hot dog? You put mustard on a hot dog?
I do like mustard on a hot dog.
Okay.
You know, next time I see you at the ballpark, I'll buy you a hot dog and prove it to you.
All right, good. That looks something to look forward to.
Well, how about the movies? Have you gone to see anything since
Saw Swingers with Vince Vaughn. Keep going.
Did you? Okay. All right. Well, you must be reaching back into your
VHS
collection if you saw that one. The big weekend the big movie this weekend is Man of Steel, the new Superman film. You know, it's getting kind of mixed reviews. I thought it would be probably still will be an enormous hit at the box office. First time we've had 3D Superman, and this really kind of reboots the whole franchise, takes us back from Superman's arrival on planet Earth from Krypton, and we've got Henry Cavill and Amy Adams and Russell Crowe in that movie. You can see it at the Bowcatcher, Biltmore, Graham, Carolina, Asheville, and Flat Rock at the Flat Rock Cinema.
Superman in town. All right, Tony, it's a big weekend. Thank you very much.
So long, everybody.